Many of us take life for granted. It was June 9th this year. I left for work. It was a normal day. We started working. My lead man, he's kind of mean. He sent me to break real late, just before lunch. I took my break. I went back in. He said, go back to lunch. I said, no. But before that, I was in the car talking to Anita on the phone. And I told her, I said, I know when I go back in, George is going to send me back out to lunch because he do it every day. But today is one day we go into the office. I'm going to defy him today. I don't normally do it. But at the same time, I didn't know that was the Lord working in me to do that, to save my life. So I went back in, and 20 minutes after he was in there, there was 4 explosions. The first one, the building just went apart. My van was in that. If I was in that van, I wouldn't be standing here tonight. That's how God works. So we take him for granted. We get up in the morning sometimes, and we don't even say thank you for letting us put our feet on the floor. And he's with us. He walks with us. He takes us through the day. After the first explosion, we have safety hat. I don't know where mine went. It just blew off. And there was fire everywhere. Ammonia, water, machines were blowing apart. Things were flying through the building. I was on the floor. I looked up. My sister was standing on top of the stand, screaming, fire. I looked up, and a ball of fire was going to her. So I jumped off the floor, pulled her down to the floor with me. We stay on the floor for a while, and we got up to run the second explosion. So we hit the floor again. We got up. The fire was just circling around us. I don't know. I do know. It was the hands of the Lord. The fire was all around us, just circled us. And, you know, God is good. I wasn't afraid. It was just like something I normally do. After the second explosion, we started running. George stopped us because the ceiling was falling. We stood there for a while. One lady was screaming, trying to get away. He was holding her that she don't go because the ceiling was falling. Then the third explosion, we were still in there. Start running again. I got to the middle of the floor. Everybody was gone, and I stopped. It wasn't me. The Lord stopped me, and he turned me around, and there was a lady. All I could see was her head behind the machine, and I run back, and I asked her, could you get out? She said, no. So I asked her if she could stand on some of the stuff that fell. She said, yes. She did. And I pulled her across the machine. We start running again. When we got to the door, there was a 4th explosion. People all around me, head was busted. It was something I would never like to see again in my life. And all that was the hands of the Lord. When I got outside, still weren't afraid. But when I looked back and realize what he brought me through, I lost it. Because God was with me all along in the van and everything, because my van got crushed. And if I was in that van, but he knows things way ahead of us. And he'd be preparing us when we don't understand it. But at the end, we see what he was doing. And ain't nobody in this whole world could tell me it was in the hands of God that brought us out of that. Because out of 300 people that was there that day, 3 people died. Don't tell me God wasn't working.